Let's talk Sherrard Tiger Girls Track. They're having a good season, and one of their senior leaders is Ashley Layer on the 4x1, 4x4, and the Open 100. I know before we talk about the track season, it was a pretty nice night Wednesday. They have the Academic Awards over at Sherrard. It's always nice to see student-athletes get recognized. And Ashley Layer, you had a good night last night, right? And we're not talking about track either.
Right, yeah. I won a scholarship from the Academic Foundation and also the Sherrard Boosters.
And you've made a decision on what you're going to do next school year. What is that and why?
Well, I'm going to the University of Missouri to major in public health because I've always wanted to be a pediatrician, and I don't plan on stopping that.
All right, awesome. That's great to hear. And I know the Sherrard community really rallies around those academic awards and those scholarships presented. I know Wednesday a lot of different kids recognized and receiving a lot of different scholarships. All right, well, the Sherrard girls track team really having a good year. Let's first up talk team-wise. You win the Alleman Phil Seiler invite over at Augustana College. You go over to the arch rival Rock Ridge invite, win that. You go up to Upper Rock Island County and win the Riverdale invite. Tell us about this team, and it sounds like a lot of production from a lot of different kids.
Yeah, I love my team. We really focus on our core values, which is like teamwork, hard work, seize your opportunity, because whenever you get to step on the track, that's an opportunity to gain points for your team and hopes for a team win. And I feel like this year we've really stepped up the teamwork and the dedication and the quality of practice to really ensure that we put our best foot forward on the track.
And that's equating to some victories and some medals, and that's great. And let's talk about the two relays that you participate in, the 4x1 and the 4x4. Now, you told me off the air you run the first leg, so the pressure's on you to get off to a good start, one with the gun, and two, with the first handoff. So take us through that for you and the keys for you, your success there, which equate to the key for the relay teams.
Yeah, so this week we've really been working on our handoffs to make sure they're really perfect, because in the handoffs we can lose seconds, which is really big in track. And right when I get into the blocks, I just think about loading the blocks and pushing my heels all the way back, and then having like a flat back and all that. And then when the gun goes off, you just have to clear your mind, push, drive your arms, do everything that Coach B says, and then really push. And when you get the first handoff, the girl that you're handing off to has to trust her steps, because we've been practicing them and we know how to do that. So we just have to execute.
All right. There's some coaching going on at Sherrard and girls track, and there's also some listening going on at the Sherrard girls track when Ashley Layer explains that. So what about your times in those two events, the 4x1 and 4x4? You know, what have been some of the best performances, or are you at state qualifying standard time, or, you know, how have things been going in the two relays for you?
They're actually going really well. We, at the Seiler invite, our 4x100 was 0.04 of a second off from state qualifying. And so that was really good to hear. So we're just really hoping to get to that. And then in the 4x4, we're just looking to cut a few more seconds, which isn't that bad because there's four people and it's a longer race, so it's easier to cut time than in a shorter race. And I feel like if we do that, we'll definitely have a chance to go to state.
All right. And I know we're talking to you Thursday morning, and it sounds like the Three Rivers Conference girls meet may get postponed from Thursday night to Friday night, but they're hosting it at, or they're holding it at Clifford King Field at Sherrard High School. So this is basically the last event you'll participate on the grounds of Sherrard High School. Has that kind of sunk in yet?
Usually things don't really sink in with me until like a week or a month after, but I have been thinking about it a lot, and it's going to be really sad, and I would say bittersweet, but it's more going to be bitter than sweet.
All right, and then just, you know, you've won some of those events, as we mentioned, the Alleman Phil Seiler invite, the Rock Ridge invite, the Riverdale invite. What about this, you know, conference meet where there's what we compete against 13 or 14 some odd schools, bigger than basically almost a sectional meet? So what about the Tigers trying to win that thing this week?
Well, we're going to make sure that we're all as confident as we can be because we know we can do it. Coach V has told us that we can win if we just set our minds to it. And I know, well, my favorite part about our team is that we can have all fun and games and all that, but then when it's time to get serious, we buckle down and do it, no questions asked, and then we perform our best on the track.
All right. So have you had a chance to run on the Big Blue Oval at state? Have you been an alternate, or have you been a state qualifier before? Would that be a new experience for you this year?
That would be new. I only started track last year, but my other seniors, I know Ashley Adamson has, and a few of the other girls have been to that track, and I'm really hoping that this year I can go too.
Wait a minute. You didn't go out for track until your junior year? That's a story. What
yeah.
took you? So the question, what took you so long, or who enticed you to finally say, hey, Ashley Layer is going to say yes, and she's going to do this track thing, and then she's on a very good 4x1 and 4x4 relay team in the area?
Well, I did all-star competitive cheerleading for a gym called Iowa Elite for about, 8 years, I think, and then that came into high school, and then I decided I wanted to change. So then for my freshman and sophomore year, I did soccer, and then I still felt like I wasn't getting everything I wanted out of, my high school experience. So then I joined the track team, and I love it.
All right. The wait is worth it, as they say. So, man, it's an awesome story. So I hope the Tigers can put on a show on their home track for a conference this week. And then we hope to see you run it at the state track meet in a couple of weeks down at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Ashley Layer, good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.